you say, but I have never
rode a horse.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell
off.
What?
Fell off.
Okay. And a child that went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, I guess I must have
rolled off the bed.
And the things that you put on the horse's feet.
Horseshoes.
Did you ever see a game played with those?
Yes, I have. Have you?
What was it called?
Horseshoe game.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
They threw the ring over the peg they had.
Uh-huh.
And they said, I rang that peg. I rung the peg.
Uh-huh. What did they call it? Do they still call it horseshoes when they played it with the rings?
Yeah. They just had two kind of things to play it with.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't have the horseshoes, they'd play it with the rings.
Mm-hmm. So it was the same game.
Mm-hmm.
And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoe on?
Has a hoof.
Okay. And in all, a horse has four
legs.
And four
hoofs.
And what do people raise sheep for?
Well, they sometimes they cut them and get the wool off them, and then again they eat them.
Mm-hmm. What do they call a male sheep?
Oh, shoot. A ram.
Uh-huh. What about the female?
I don't know now. I know it's a ram. The bull, I reckon they call it a mama sheep. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about them hogs? When they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
And then what?
Well, when they grow up, you call them shoats, and when they get up big, you call them hogs.
Uh-huh. How big is a shoat?
About 50 or 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm. What about the female?
It's a male, just like a bull would be.
What do you call the male?
A male hog.
Uh-huh. Any other name for him?
No. Not yet, eh?
Have you ever heard men call it? What about the one they use for breeding? What's he called?
That's a male. You got a barrer hog. When you operate on him and make meat out of him, they call them barrers.
Uh-huh.
And a male is a male hog when you breed with one.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard, you said when they operate on him, what do people usually say they're going to do?
Castrate him.
Uh-huh. Any other more common words?
No. Just I'm going to mock him or castrate him.
Uh-huh. Did you ever heard of a boar or boar hog?
Yeah. That's a male hog. A boar.
Is that word nice to use?
Yeah. You can use it if you want to. A boar hog.
Do you use that word?
Sometimes.
Okay. And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back.
Hair.
Yeah, the
bristles.
Uh-huh. And the big teeth.
Tushes.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
A wild hog.
Any other names? And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
He's bleeding.
Okay. What about the noise that a cow makes?
A moo.
Okay. Is that the loud noise?
Yeah.
That
she goes moo.
Okay. What about the noise that a horse makes?
He whickles.
Mhm. And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you'd have to go out and feed.